Track 3, Maladaptive Schemas. On this track, we will examine how schemas affect everyday lives, as well as ways to view the world and stored responses to an emotional trauma. Also, we will address various maladaptive schemas that characterize many BPD clients: selective perceptions, overgeneralizations, and jumping to conclusions. As you know, schemas refer to the way your client views the world. Many times these schemas are beliefs instilled during an early developmental stage. They give a single way of seeing and thinking about the world. However, they also inhibit clients from flexing their creativity by confirming thoughts along arbitrary lines. Louisa, 32, diagnosed as being a borderline personality, developed her own schema of not belonging while growing up. She stated, "I grew up in a small town in Iowa, about 2,000 people. The luckiest girls lived in town. They could go to the drugstore together after school and get a soda. I couldn't do that. My mother made me stay in my room most of the time. God, I was a little kid, like 8 years old. She was so afraid some guy was going to knock me up. I've always felt like an outsider, apart from everyone. I don't trust anybody, including you." As you can see, Louise's earlier experiences of being isolated instilled in her the schema of exclusion, which, as you know, is typical of borderline disordered clients. Louisa continued, "It boiled down to my belief that those other girls were thinking, 'You're not like us. We don't like you. I hate those bitches.'" Now, let's look at the way in which a schema takes hold for the borderline personality client. The region of the brain responsible for inherent schemas is the amygdala. When a client experiences trauma, such as abandonment early in life, and reacts in a certain way, the amygdala registers the emotions felt during that trauma and the reactions. Therefore, when later in life a client experiences a feeling of abandonment again, the amygdala reacts in a split second and favors the primary reaction it learned earlier in development. Because the amygdala reacts much faster than the neocortex, or the reasoning portion of the brain, the client, if their primary response was anger, acts angrily, without the information having been sorted through yet. However, once the information has reached the reasoning portion of the brain, the client looks back on the incident and many times regrets their decision. I like to think of the client diagnosed with borderline personality that I see in terms of schemas and how it relates to the functioning of the amygdala, because it depersonalizes the attacks I receive from this type of client, as you will see. Rather than thinking of the client as having selective perceptions and being perfectionistic, the concept of schema helps to keep me from burning out with this client population by thinking their remarks, behaviors, and backslides are a construct of their brain patterns. Would thinking of your BPD client in the construct of brain patterns assist in decreasing your BPD burnout? In my practice, I have found the client diagnosed with borderline personality disorder exhibits 4 major maladaptive schemas which cause the most social havoc for them. The first maladaptive schema is selective perception. This occurs when the client sees things in only one way while discounting evidence to the contrary. This schema was exhibited by Tricia, age 23, diagnosed with BPD. Tricia was attempting to be a competitive ice skater and practiced for many hours to perfect her moves. During the most important competition of her career, as she termed it, Tricia lost her footing and fell. Even though the rest of Tricia's routine was perfect, that one flaw was what she focused on, and so did the rest of the audience. She said, "They expected perfection from me, and I let them down." I pointed out to Tricia that the majority of her performance was flawless, and she responded, "It doesn't matter. I'm just no good. That one bullshit mistake was all that the judge and the audience and the whole stadium saw. I was so ashamed. But then, I hate them for judging me. All my work, every single bit of it, just down the toilet. As you can see, Tricia was suffering from selective perceptions, viewing only one flaw and interpreting it as a complete and utter failure. Such thinking caused Tricia to go into a loop of self-criticism, refusing to give herself credit for any of her accomplishments because she had made a mistake. This loop leads to overgeneralization, a second maladaptive schema that the borderline personality exhibits, as you are aware. This schema is characterized by a single event being interpreted as a perpetual pattern. Tricia would say, "I could never get this right, and I'll never be good enough." A third schema that BPD clients exhibit is known as jumping to conclusions. As you know, this occurs when a client concludes their worst beliefs are validated despite the lack of evidence. Alicia, for example, related this story to me. "I once had a boyfriend I had met when we both worked at the same company. After several months, we broke up. 2 weeks after our breakup, I saw him pull into the parking lot, and there was a woman in the car with him. I was hurt and furious. I thought, God damn it, they've slept together. He's done this to me already. I felt completely betrayed, even though I had already started dating another man. I stormed right up in front of their car, seething, yelled everything in the book at the top of my lungs at them, giving them the finger and made sure that they saw me. Then I stalked into work and slammed as many doors as I could find. I later found out that he and the woman weren't together at all. He had just given her a lift, so he says, because her car had broken down on the way to work." Alicia's reaction, as you can see, jumped to conclusions that her ex had already replaced her, and this drove her into a rage, even though she had done the same thing to him. To help Tricia and Alicia better understand their maladaptive schemas of selective perceptions, overgeneralizations, and jumping to conclusions, I found the four-step reaction analysis technique beneficial. In this exercise, I asked Tricia and Alicia to recognize their ingrained schemas. Then, when they felt that they had enacted a schema, I asked them to answer several questions that evaluated their reactions. Here were the questions. Number one, ask your client if their reaction was beneficial to facilitate meeting their goal. For example, the goal for Tricia and Alicia, they stated, was enjoying ice skating or maintaining a relationship, respectively. I tactfully asked them, did the resulting interaction work out well, or did their thoughts, intense feelings, or reactions leave them feeling upset? Number two, each schema, such as selective perceptions, overgeneralizations, and jumping to conclusions, has its unique triggers. So, the situation that sets BPD clients off is another clue to which schema might be involved. In short, find the schema, find the trigger. What was your client's schema and trigger, you might ask about? Number three, each schema has its own distinctive emotional flavor. What was your client's feelings or primitive reaction? Four, what did your client do? As a response to this exercise for Alicia's overreaction to her ex-boyfriend, she stated, "I let myself become overpowered with rage. I felt betrayed and angry. Afterwards, I felt so ashamed and rash. I felt like I had reacted like an adolescent schoolgirl whose crush rejected her. That's not the level of maturity I want. I think I may be suffering from some jumping to conclusions here." By analyzing her reactions, Alicia began to identify her schema or pattern of jumping to conclusions and to better address them when they presented themselves again. On this track, we have discussed how schemas affect everyday lives as a way to view the world and stored responses to an emotional trauma. Also, we addressed various maladaptive schemas that characterize many BPD clients. Selective perceptions, overgeneralizations, and jumping to conclusions. Question 3. What are three maladaptive schemas prevalent in borderline personality disordered clients?